reading for February 11th, entitled Yokes. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. There is a great deal of profession in our world, plenty of self-justification, but the evidences of the deep work of the grace in hearts is not so apparent. There is a very earnest, solemn question before us. The time has come when every soul should understand that he has a soul to save or a soul to lose, a heaven to win, and a hell to shun. We need to understand what we shall do to be saved. In the experience of God's people, there have been yokes that God never ordained, yokes that have greatly marred the experience and have offended the Lord God of Israel. Because a man carries responsibilities in the church, he is not given liberty to rule the mind and judgment of others with whom the Lord is working. The Lord wants every soul in his service to understand what is the kind of work required of him. God has sent the instruction to break every yoke. We are one in Christ Jesus. Position does not make the man. Position does not give liberty to exercise power arbitrarily over others. It is counsel that is needed, righteousness in deportment that is to be made manifest with meekness and humbleness of mind, and a spirit to seek the Lord until he is found. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 9 and 10. Praise God with heart and voice for this possibility. Praise God that we can bring this promise to the Lord for fulfillment when we comply with the conditions. When we do not know which way to turn, light direct from God will come to us if we will follow his directions. Let us each bring ourselves into submission to the Lord God of Israel. You may have your peculiar way, I may have my peculiar way, and some others their peculiar way. But under God, that way will be agreeable. If we are not under the control of God, led by the inspiration of his Spirit, our way will not be agreeable. What we need is to stand in right relation to the great I Am. When we stand in right relation to him, we can do as Christ has commissioned. Taken from Manuscript 9, 1909. Copied February 11, 1909. Entitled, Two Kinds of Service.